Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Madam Clerk, would you tally the board?
20 members present.
We do not have a quorum to conduct business, but at this time we have Chaplain Bishop Michael Kenny. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
As all of us enter into these holy days, I thought it appropriate that we pray this morning in the language of our ancestors in faith, something that underscores the importance of language and tradition in all of our lives. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Adoramus te Christe et benedicimus tibi, quia per crucem tuum redemisti mundum. We adore you, Christ, and bless you, for by your cross you have redeemed the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.
Representative Jacko, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Having a quorum, so ordered. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Ulmer be excused from the call of the House today as she is ill.
Okay, Representative Ulmer is ill today, thus excused from the call of the House. Would the clerk at this time please certify the legislative journal for the 94th legislative day?
I certify to the correctness of the House journal for the 94th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal is certified for the 94th legislative day be approved.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of that journal? Hearing no objections, the journal stands approved. Guests for introduction today, Representative Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While there's still a little control, I'd like to introduce my family down from Fairbanks to help us celebrate the Easter weekend. In Gallery B is my son-in-law, Mark. Can you please stand? And back there holding on to the noisy one it takes after his grandmother.
Bring him out here.
Is my only daughter. Cheryl, and with them is their son Zachary, Jacob, and Luke. Come to the
altar. Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's certainly a rare privilege and opportunity for me to present to this body in Gallery B, Mr. Steve Cortizis' staff for Senator Ted Stevens and Minority Staff for Director Defense Appropriations, Mr. Steve Cortizis. Mr. Speaker, I don't know if it's proper now, but he'll be available at your chambers after the session to meet with people that are maybe interested in the Defense Appropriations. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Ivan. Any further guests for introduction? Representative Martin?
Mr. Speaker, I was wondering who that young lady in the gray jacket in the back there is. I didn't know if it was the second daughter of Boats or not.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Well, despite these long, grueling weeks, you still have a sense of humor. Messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill Number 369 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act ratifying an agreement settling litigation between the State of Alaska and the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, establishing procedures for implementing the agreement and providing for an effective date.
Since the House bill is in finance, this bill will be immediate in the House Finance Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce, by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, and act relating to the licensing, accreditation, examination, regulation, and insolvency of persons engaged in the insurance business, including insurers and non-admitted insurers, relating to the management of and the filing of reports by persons licensed or otherwise doing business under the insurance code, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications to come before this body?
We have received a disclosure letter that will be in today's supplement. I have no further communications.
Okay. This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee has considered House Resolution 10, naming Gallery A, the Taylor Gallery, recommends it be replaced with the CS Rules with the same title and due pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Signing, due pass, Donnelly, Grusendorf, Davidson, and Ellis, with no recommendation, Martin, Taylor, and Gruenberg. The report was signed by Chairman Ellis. H.R. 10 has no further referral. The Rules Committee has considered H.R. 11, House Gallery B, Elizabeth Paratovich, has no recommendation, attaches a zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Ellis, Grusendorf, and Davidson, with no recommendation, Donnelly, Martin, Taylor, and Gruenberg. The report was signed by Chairman Ellis. H.R. 11 has no further referral. The Rules Committee has considered House Bill 18, Marriage and Family Therapists, recommends it be replaced with the second CS Rules with a new title and had no recommendation. Signing, due pass, Gruenberg and Ellis with no recommendation. Donnelly, Grusendorf, Martin, Davidson, and Taylor. Report was signed by Chairman Ellis. HB 18 has no further referral. The Rules Committee has considered House Bill 301, Regular Legislative Sessions, recommends it be replaced with the CS Rules with a new title, had no recommendation. Signing, due pass, Donnelly and Gruenberg, with no recommendation, Grusendorf, Martin, Davidson, Taylor, and Ellis. The report was signed by Chairman Ellis. HB 301 has no further referral. The House Committee has considered House Bill 463, Voter Registration, Public Assistance Applicant, recommends due pass, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Lincoln, Carney, B. Davis, Gonzalez, and C. Davis. The report was signed by Co-Chair Lincoln. HB 463 as a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 510, Protect Elderly and Disabled Adults, recommends it be replaced with a CS Judiciary with a new title and due pass and attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, McLean, Boyer, Brown, Kopanen, Barnes, Larson, Ulmer, Navarre, and Jacko with no recommendation, Sharp, and Phillips. The report was signed by co-chairs Navarre and McLean. HB 510 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 511, Regulation of Home Care Providers, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute judiciary with the same title and due pass, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, McLean, Boyer, Brown, Kopanen, Ulmer, and Navarre, with no recommendation, Barnes, Sharp, Phillips, Larson, and Jacko. The report was signed by co-chairs Navarre and McLean. HB 511 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 577, Healthcare, Water, Sewer, GO Bonds, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute CNRA with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Mackey, B. Davis, G. Phillips, Foster, Baker, and C. Davis. Report was signed by Chairman Mackey. HB 577 as a further referral to the HES Committee. The Finance Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 269 HES, Testing for Chlamydia and Gonorrhea, has no recommendations, attaches a fiscal note, signing due pass, Navarre, Boyer, Brown, Ulmer, and Kopanen, with no recommendation, McLean, Jacko, Barnes, Sharp, Phillips, and Larson. Report was signed by co-chairs Navarre and McLean. Senate Bill 269 has no further referral. I have no further committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, introduction of citations and resolutions?
We have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
House Bill Number 585 by the House State Affairs Committee, an act establishing Mount Eyak State Park.
That will go to the Resources Committee as well as Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
This brings us down into the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you read the first item, please?
House Bill Number 480 by Representative Carney, an act relating to the bonding of hearing aid dealers. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the C.S. Hess with the same title. Signing DuPass, Lincoln, M.A. Miller, B. Davis, Gonzalez, C. Davis, and Carney. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with C.S. L.N.C. with a new title and had no recommendations. Signing DuPass, Finkelstein, with no recommendation. Taylor, Ivan, and Bruckman. I have committee substitutes, Mr. Speaker.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the resources CS for HB 490.
Are there any objection as adopting the Labor and Commerce Committee? Do you want the House entities? Back to order, there was a misunderstanding as to the committee substitutes. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yeah, we're on the hearing aid bill. I apologize. We're on House Bill 480, not the bear bill. So I move and ask unanimous consent and withdraw the former motion that I can. Unanimous consent. Move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the Labor and Commerce CS for House Bill 480.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no pending amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce CS for HB 480 be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objection as to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 480, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the security that must be provided by and or for hearing aid dealers.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 480, Labor and Commerce, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
31 yeas, 0 nay.
Okay. Committee substitute for House Bill 480, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Would the House stand at ease for a minute here? Would the House come back to order? I thought there was something wrong there.
There he is.
Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 490 by Representative Grusendorf, an act relating to possession of fish, game, or aquatic plants. The House Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with the CSITT with a new title. Signing DuPass, Moyer, and Ellis with no recommendation, Choquette, Hanley, Hudson, and B. Davis. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommend it be replaced with the CS Judiciary with a new title and DuPass, signing DuPass, Donnelly, Ellis, Miller, Martin, Hanley, Parnell, and Gruenberg. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommend it be replaced with the CS Resources with a new title. Had individual recommendations, signing DuPass, Davidson, Finkelstein, and Moyer with no recommendation, Ivan, Carney, and Lehman. I have committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the resources CS for HB 490.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS resources? Hearing none, that committee substitute resource has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do we have any amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments pending, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the bill be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 490, Resources, an act prohibiting the sale or purchase of parts of bears and prohibiting the possession of more than one bear gallbladder.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 490 Resources pass the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
31 yeas, 0 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill 490 Resources has passed the House. Madam Clerk, the next item.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 53 by Representatives Ellis and Bruckman, encouraging hospitals in the state to establish residency programs for persons being trained as physicians. The Hess Committee considered the bill and recommended due pass. Signing due pass, Lincoln, Carney, Davis, Gonzalez, C. Davis, and Hanlon.
Okay. The resolution is a concurrent resolution, thus before us in second and final reading, available for amendments or debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 53 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
31 yeas, 0 nay.
House Concurrent Resolution 53 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have three citations on the calendar today. I'd ask unanimous consent that the citations honoring Angoon High School men's and women's basketball team, Heidelberg High School men's basketball team, and Kloak High School women's basketball team be approved.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the citations on today's calendar have been adopted. Unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Labor and Commerce Committee is going to try to meet today at 1 p.m., assuming we can get a quorum. HCR 84, Confirmation of Insurance Director, House Bill 412, Fertility, Senate Bill 313, Insurance for PKU, House Bill 536, BIDCO, and House Bill 269, Private Health Care Review Agents. Thank you.
Any further announcements, Mr. Majority Leader? Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before they had ease, we're under announcements. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There were a few people who weren't here when the chair of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee made an announcement that Senator Steve and the staff assistant from the Defense Appropriations Committee, Steve Cortese, is going to be available in the Speaker's chambers immediately after to brief other legislators and staff on the defense situation in Alaska and the United States and worldwide. It'd be worth going to.
Representative Ivan, was that what your concerns were?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we move back to introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Well, I was just advised, and Representative Choquette was holding me down as I was trying to get back to my two special guests in Gallery B. My daughter, Kristen, who is just down from the university for the Easter vacation. This is my baby daughter at 24. And, of course, next to her, my wife, who many people believe is my daughter, too. And so my wife, Lucy Hudson, and my daughter, Kristen Erickson.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Representative Gail Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just in light of the approaching season, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter holiday. And hope we all come back refreshed.
Thank you, Representative Phillips. Under announcements, I'd also like to thank Bishop Kenny for being with us during our trial by ordeal from Monday through, well, Wednesday in particular. And the bishop will be here, of course, for Friday for the tech session. But thank you, Bishop. Any special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, there will be a technical session very briefly tomorrow at 9 in the morning for any early birds or people who want to get out of here. And then we will adjourn until 1 o'clock on Tuesday, which will be our next regular session. So at this time, I move and ask unanimous consent that we...
2 o'clock.
Is it 2 o'clock?
I believe it is... Is it 2 o'clock?
It got changed. 2 to 1.
Well, let's make it 2 o'clock, huh? Is that all right?
Okay.
Let's make it 2 o'clock on
okay.
Tuesday.
Okay. We'll stand in adjournment for the technical session tomorrow at 9 in the morning, which hopefully will last about 5 minutes, and then the real session next Tuesday at 2 in the afternoon.
Before I do that now, the gavel will be in the hands of the Majority Leader tomorrow, so I'd like a couple of you here to watch him. Huh?
We will undertake any and all amendments.
Adjourned.